Movie film rolls. A sprocket at the edge becomes the letter I in IFC Films. A plus sign spreads into a blue box. Inside the box, AMC Plus. A spotlight silhouettes a man on a stage. He bows. White letters spell Limelight. A drawing of two men. One holds a video camera, the other holds a tape. Cursive spells Duplass Brothers Production. Limelight presents a Duplass Brothers Productions and Limelight production. A film by Jeff Baena, Alison Brie, Alessandro Nivola. A golden sun shines down on rolling waves of white liquid. Fred Armisen, Tim Heidecker, Trisha Helfer, Aidan Mayeri, Ego Nwarden. The thick, creamy white liquid ripples. A woman nods awake. She reaches for her phone. She flips the phone over, turns her alarm off, and rolls onto her back. Jake picking. A black cat sits on the foot of the bed. Debbie Ryan. In the shower, the woman washes her hair. Molly Shannon. A machine cuts cheese into blocks. Ben Sinclair. Another machine rolls out tortellini. Lauren Weedman. Dry pasta drops into a large funnel. Zach Woods. A machine presses out pasta. With Lil Rel Howery. A tattoo marks the small of a woman's back. She applies deodorant under her arms. And Aubrey Plaza. Casting by Courtney Bright, CSA. Nicole Daniels, CSA. Costume designers, Beth Morgan. Lexi Newman. The woman pulls into her parking spot. Production design by Patrick Lum. She applies mascara in her visor mirror. Cinematography by Sean McElwee. Edited by Ryan Brown. The woman opens a door to a Tuscan Grove restaurant.
Okay, but this is just this Thursday. This isn't every week. Great. Then can you just stay 3 extra minutes into closing and we'll do a 5 minute song? That's cool. Great. Thank you.
The female employee walks away. The male employee looks at the woman. She eyes him and smirks. White, creamy liquid pumps into a plastic bag. A waiter places a birthday cake on a table. Employees sing.
And do they use resi or clover?
I think it was resi. Yeah, resi.
Great. We use resi here, so that should be easy.
Written by Jeff Baena and Alison Brie. Bags of white liquid are pumped through a machine and labeled Alfredo sauce. Directed by Jeff Baena. Boxes of the sauce ship out. Pink letters read, Spin Me Round. A line cook pours Alfredo sauce from the bag onto pasta. It jiggles. In a booth, the woman counts cash. Pink letters read, Bakersfield, California.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good, good.
I need you to do me a big favor. Gather all the troops around before dinner service kicks in.
Sure, yeah. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's okay.
He bites his lip.
Okay.
She watches him leave.
All right, everybody's here. Look, I have a big announcement.
We're closing?
Jake, why would you say that?
I don't know. Intuition?
Anyway, look, guys. Now, a while back, I heard there was a program that a Tuscan Grove sponsor where they take all the top managers from franchises all over the country on an all-expense-paid trip to the Tuscan Grove Institute in Italy. You learn about Italian cuisine and culture. You stay in a villa. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. Now, Amber, you've been here for 9 years. Matter of fact, I hope she's here for 9 more years.
Yeah.
You've shown grace under pressure. You've ran this place like a perfectly run ship. Amber, pack your bags.
Amber's eyes widen.
You're going to Italy next month.
What?
Congratulations.
Are you being serious? Oh, my God. I mean, I've never been to Europe before or anything. Paul, I'm so grateful to you for this, really.
Hey, look, this is an honor. Like, this is not an easy program to get into. Matter of fact, I had to write you a 2-page essay. That's how much I believe in you. But seriously, get out of Bakersfield, go have some fun, recharge, relax, have a little adventure. And look, don't worry about us here. We'll manage.
I don't know about that.
Whatever. Come here, give me a hug.
On a laptop, Tuscan Grove Villa, Italy.
Damn, dude, this is the shit. Wait, and you're gonna be staying in the villa?
Yeah. I know.
Amber's friend eyes her.
What?
I have a feeling. You know what? Nope, never mind.
Oh my God. Tell me.
You're gonna fucking fall in love.
Okay, I was kind of thinking that too, but it sounds so stupid.
No, it's not stupid.
Welcome to our table.
Hey, oh my God.
Look.
Enjoy oodles of noodles with our famous classic spaghetti and meatballs, our juicy and tender chicken parmesan, or go succulent with my personal favorite, creamy fettuccine alfredo, plus super salad, and finish strong with our irresistible desserts. Three full courses for just $13.95. Best of all our pastas are all you can eat. Mamma. Don't stop there. He's a growing boy.
The man in the commercial grins.
Tuscan Grove, pull up a chair and manja.
Well,
Maybe it's a sign.
Of what? How is that a sign?
Of synchronicity.
In the bedroom, Amber packs a bag. She scratches her cat.
I'm gonna miss you.
A plane descends. Amber pulls her luggage outside the airport. Pink letters read, Pisa, Italy. In front of her, a woman talks with a man in a green shirt by a black van. He guides her into the van. He holds a sign that reads, Welcome to Tuscan Grove Exemplary Managers.
Hi, I'm Amber Ruffman.
Benvenuta, signorina.
Ciao.
Sono Craig e sarò la vostra guida per la prossima settimana presso l'Istituto del Bosco Toscano. Mettete tutto qui, per favore.
I don't speak Italian. Were we supposed to learn Italian?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm Craig. I'm your program supervisor. But don't worry, I'm cool.
Okay.
Hop in.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Amber sits next to a woman in the back seat.
Hi, Amber. Did Craig do that thing where he was talking in Italian to you, too?
Yeah.
That was so funny. I totally thought he was a real, authentic Italian guy because of the beard and stuff, but I should have known because his name's Craig. And, what Italian's name, Craig?
Totally.
I'm Deb.
Hey, sorry about your bag. I overheard, Amber.
Oh, nice to meet you, Amber. I had so many important things in my bag, and now it's just...
Oh, I'm sure they'll find them.
Really, you think so?
Okay, ladies, before I forget, if you just hand me your passports, I'll hold on to them before it's time to head home.
Yes, sir.
Grazie.
Amber hands hers to him. Debbie hands hers over.
Grazie. Now, you're mine.
He's so fun. We're getting kidnapped. We're getting kidnapped.
The van drives on a winding road surrounded by lush green growth. The van passes pastures and fields in the Italian countryside.
Well, anything you need, you can borrow from me. I overpacked.
I can?
Yeah.
Really? You would do that for me?
Of course, it's no biggie.
It's no biggie. It'll be fine. I just really need to get my sleep or else.
Oh, I have a weird sleep thing too. When I.
God, you guys, look!
Deb points.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
No way.
The villa. It
looks like a fairy tale. It's even more magical in person.
It is.
Holy cannoli, right? I feel like I'm in a movie.
Oh, wait. Where are we going? I thought we're staying there.
No.
It says in the brochure
we have a hotel where our managers stay. Don't worry, it's really nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it...
The van parks in front of a rundown hotel.
So much brick.
Amber opens the door to her hotel room. She pulls in her suitcase. She turns the key to her door and tries the handle. The door opens. She shrugs and closes the door. She pushes her suitcase into the room. Inside, an orange plaid blanket covers the bed. Red curtains hang on the windows. Furniture fills the room. Amber opens the curtains. Outside, Craig records a woman taking out the trash. She throws a garbage bag into a line of dumpsters. His camera tracks her as she walks away and turns to Amber's window. He looks up and smiles. He looks back down at his camera. He waves. Amber forces a smile and waves back. She turns away from the window. Craig writes on a whiteboard. Amber sits with a group of managers in a semicircle.
Buongiorno, party people.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. So great to be with you. Welcome here to Giorno Uno. That's day one of the Tuscan Grove Institute Exemplary Managers Program. You should all be very proud of yourselves. We're going to have a lot of fun here, eat a lot of great food, learn about Italian culture, and most importantly, grow as people. But first, everyone, introduce yourselves. Tell us your name, where you're from, and a fun fact about yourself. Okay, that's dry. I'll start.
He lowers his note cards.
I'm Craig. I come from Cincinnati, Ohio. But I've been living that expat life for 8 years. And let's see, my great uncle invented squirts.
Sports?
Squirts.
Okay. My name's Fran. And you all probably recognize me from Chef's Challenge.
The group stares at him. Craig shakes his head.
And, anyways, I think of myself as more than just a manager. I guess I'm a bit of a foodie. I've been dabbling in molecular gastronomy and, I don't know, just happy to be here to share my expertise with y'all.
Fran claps. They all clap.
I'm Dana. And I've loved Tuscan Grove since I was a kid. And I guess you could say that Nick Martucci's kind of my idol, just the way he built this business from scratch. And he stars in those beautiful commercials. I don't know. I'm just really psyched to be here. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm Jen. I'm from Oakland, California, and I am very...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot. I'm from Tenafly, New Jersey. Please continue. Sorry, no, no, you can go.
I am really over the moon to be here. I feel very connected to all of you guys already, like, in this cosmic way. Like, we met in a past life or something, and that's, like, very exciting. And, fun fact about me is I used to be a twin. Almost, because my sister died in utero.
Cool.
It's not really a fun fact, but okay.
Hi, everybody. My name is Deb. I lost my bags at the airport, and I had all these really important things in my suitcase. I called this woman from the airlines, and I spoke to her, and she was very rude to me, and she has no idea when I'm going to get my bags back or if they'll ever find them again, so... I just feel like I'm not being very fun. But I really appreciated Amber. She was so kind, and you told me that you could lend me clothes, and I really appreciate that. You seem like a nice person.
Thank you. Well, I'm Amber. I'm from Bakersfield, California. This is my first time traveling outside the U.S. I've worked at Tuscan Grove for 9 years. I technically took a year off to open a restaurant with tablets at every table, but my ex put all the debt on my credit cards and killed my credit, and it went under, so I'm back, and now I'm here.
All right. Well,
okay, so I'm Susie. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, so go Spurs. I don't know. I've been at Tuscan Grove for, like, ever, since I was a little kid. Like, I've been working there. I mean, not, like, for real, just for fun. It's not, like, child labor. But, like, my parents and my, like, aunt and uncle, they all have a franchise, and they've had it forever, so it's, like, all of us work there. My cousins, there's 23 of us, like, all together. Awesome. It was, like, a big family, but we're, like, all really close. We're, like, my best friends.
Oh, I love family.
Yeah, no, I mean, family rips.
Great. So now that we got the fun stuff out of the way, I have to put on my serious hat. Italy's a magnificent country, but it can also be dangerous. That's why we have a strict curfew.
How is Italy dangerous, Craig?
You know, there's a lot of unpaved roads here, so you could slip and fall. You could get lost. There are boars.
Boars?
Yeah. There's no leaving the TG Institute while you're here, except for official field trips, which are so fun. Yeah. Okay, now I can take the serious hat off, and I can put my fun hat back on and introduce a very special guest. Please welcome one of the most important members of the Tuscan Grove family. She is personally responsible for designing the official TG menu.
No way.
Liz Bence is here.
Lizzie Bence.
Oh, holy shit. I'm gonna faint.
Well, please don't do that. That's way too much pressure. Welcome, everyone. Congratulations on making the cut. And speaking of cutting, you all look hungry. Let's get to the kitchen. Come on. All right. This is interesting. What is the difference between a ragu and a bolognese?
Dana raises his hand.
You don't have to raise your hand.
Sorry. A bolognese is from Bologna?
Yes. What else? What else?
Ingredients?
Yes, but specifically.
Sauce?
Well, you're going to use a red wine for ragu and white wine
for bolognese.
That's so interesting.
Nighttime in Amber's room.
Oh, I love this. This is fun. That look cute?
Yeah, you can take it, sure.
I think it would be so cute with my jeans, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's some sweats to sleep in if you want.
Thank you so much. I really like you, Amber. Yeah. So do you have a boyfriend back home?
No, definitely not.
Well, that's okay. You're still young, you know? You got plenty of time. You should just have fun when you're here and sow your wild oats, because that's what I'm going to do. But I'm actually married, though. Oh. My husband, Hank, is wonderful. He's really good for me. We actually have a really good relationship, very solid. You're going to find love, Amber. I can feel it. A lot of my friends say I'm really intuitive. And you're my friend now, so.
Oh, I just need to get this. Are you good?
Oh, yeah. I'll just finish up.
Okay.
Amber picks up her tablet. Deb turns back to the closet.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God. How is it? Tell me everything.
It's really great.
Really great. Come on, that's it? Come on. Is it insane? How are the people? Are there any assholes? Have you hooked up with anybody? Come on.
Oh, my God. I've been here one day. Hold on. Hey, do you have everything you need?
Oh, yeah. This is so cute. My husband actually loves when I wear really revealing and sexy stuff. Not that I would ever do anything while I'm here, but, you know.
Do you need anything else? Because I'm just going to talk to my friend right now.
No, it's fine. It's actually really good for my self-esteem, though, because I love getting attention from men, and it's like that kind of sexual energy, flirty, just makes my body feel good, and then you kind of like bring that energy back to the marriage, so it's like healthy.
Totally. Sorry, so it's just that my friend is calling long distance.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, sure, I'll get out of here.
Okay.
Just grab this.
It's...
Let me get my purse. Would you care if I take a few hangers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't put any hangers in my room, so it's so annoying.
Deb removes one hanger at a time. On screen, Amber's friend sucks in her lips.
Take it.
Oh, it's just my only jacket.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay. I'll see you in the van tomorrow morning.
I'll see you then.
Deb trots to the door.
Oh, it doesn't lock.
Huh?
It doesn't lock. You can just open it.
That's so weird.
I know.
Okay. Good night, Amber.
Good night. Bye.
What was that?
Jesus.
Morning. Amber runs down a paved road. Earbuds connect to her phone and dangle from her ears. Dana sketches the Tuscan Grove Villa. Amber jogs past him. He waves. She waves back. Amber runs past the villa. A woman steps out of the villa and lights a cigarette. She takes a seat on a bench and reads a book. She flicks ashes off her cigarette and inhales. Amber circles back around the villa. The smoking woman watches and waves her fingers. She turns her book over to the next page. Amber waves at Dana again. She gestures to her earbuds. He shades the grass in his sketch. He looks up. In front of him, a baby wild boar.
Hey, little guy.
A black van drives along the Italian countryside.
You just got one more. I just want to make sure you get my good side.
Yeah.
pink letters read, Pistoia, Italy.
That look good, that's right.
Yeah.
Deb poses on steps in front of a building.
I just want one good thing. Does that look good?
Since medieval times, Piazza has served as a central social and economic meeting place in Italian cities and towns. Farmers markets are the traditional way that townspeople purchase all their produce. It's sort of like
so
on the supermarket, but here at the Piazza,
I don't know any of that.
All the fruits and vegetables that you see,
I'm gonna go. Are you okay here?
Yeah.
Farmers and growers. And you know, the reason that Italian food always tastes so good, it's not just the fresh ingredients that they use. It's also the soil.
Here, just take one of these.
The soil imparts...
From low,
it's just us. The soil really imparts this really distinctive, very rich flavors.
And Karl Marx.
Jen takes photos of Susie with a cucumber.
Why don't we ask around and see if there's anything cool to do?
Craig records them. Amber admires a street full of bags and hats. She runs her hand over a leather purse. Birds fly past a bell tower. Amber walks down a street. She eats an ice cream cone. She smiles and nods at a passerby. Inside a pharmacy, Deb talks to the pharmacist. Amber stops and watches. The pharmacist hands Deb a box. Amber watches. She turns back to her ice cream and leaves.
Yeah, this took a lot of work. This detail here, the hooves, snout, it's like a 4-hour procedure.
Wow, you must really like pigs.
Yeah, to eat, it's the best.
I mean, aren't they supposed to be like really smart?
Yeah, I heard they're really smart.
Yeah, supposedly they're as smart as dogs.
So what?
Sorry, Craig, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, what's in all those bags?
Well, I bought some new clothes so I don't have to keep wearing yours.
Boom, let's hit it, andiamo.
Fashion show.
Most of our classic TG chicken dishes, like a Milanese, a Parmigiana, include traditional Italian seasonings, which is made up of rosemary, basil, marjoram, sage, thyme. But our crazy calabrese lasagna has red pepper flakes, right? Because that gives it that kick that we all love so much.
Do you want to try the marjoram or whatever it's called?
Yeah, sure. When she first said it, I thought she meant margarine.
Yeah, me too. I was literally like, wait, is margarine an Italian spice?
Yeah, here's this cool Italian herb. It's called butter.
And of course, at our stateside locations, we exclusively use the prepackaged.
Ladies. Just respect the herbs.
You know, speaking of respecting the herbs, do you mind if I take the stage or the sage?
Okay.
Listen, gang, I want to apologize if I've come across as aloof. I don't know, it's the jet lag or something, but I want to try to be more available for you guys. And Liz, I love what you're doing, but maybe we should try thinking outside the box. Let's take bruschetta. Why don't we try flipping it on its ear? Do you have a chinois for the phone? And gelatin. I need to bloom the gelatin.
No, I don't have that.
Okay, well, we can use some egg whites to give it some more body. Beautiful six-pack here. Clear my plate. Okay. Actually, you know what? We'll just use the whole egg. We'll get some of that protein from the yolk. Oh, okay. Get this working here. And what about some liquid nitrogen? Do you have some liquid nitrogen here?
It's really not that kind of kitchen.
All right, let's use some milk then. And okay, we're mixing. You gotta get a real, real quick
what?
Mix going.
Is this really happening?
Oh, I know it's not pretty, but we're improvising. We're making it work.
Friend, you maybe want to stop macerating right now. I would like to introduce to you a very special guest. He is our CEO and our founder and my dear, dear friend, Nick Martucci.
Next to Nick stands the smoking woman.
Ciao, amici.
Ciao.
Hey, don't stop on my account.
Oh, okay, I'm just whipping up a little foam here. More of an emulsion, actually.
But I'm sure it'll be amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I was in the neighborhood, I figured I'd drop in. Isn't this so cool? I mean, normally I'm not here in the off-season, but I figured for this group, I'd make an exception.
He eyes Susie.
Oh,
hey, Nick.
What's up, I'm Susie.
Susie?
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful name.
All right.
He approaches Jen and kisses her cheeks.
I'm Nick. I'm Jen. Your name is Nick.
He takes Deb's hand.
Hi, Nick.
You have exquisite hands.
Thank
She admires her hands. Nick shakes with Dana.
I love you. Thank you.
Amber leans in. He kisses her mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's an honest mistake.
Never been to Europe before.
No need to apologize.
His smile falls. He turns to the smoking woman.
She looks so much like Connie.
The smoking woman shrugs.
I'm Amber.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Amber.
I'm Fran.
Thank you all for coming all the way over here. We're so appreciative of everything that you've done for our family. It turns out I'm going to be around a little bit this week, so I'm excited to get to know you a little better. This is my assistant, Kat. If you need anything, feel free to approach her and let her know. She handles all my business.
How about a group shot?
Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
Craig raises his camera.
Okay, everyone save Formaggi.
Formaggi.
Bene.
Okay. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to catch up with you guys in the AM.
All right.
Thank you, Nick.
Bye. Well, that was a lot, huh? Is everybody okay? So, okay. Nick.
Where were we?
He was definitely cooking on with something extra.
Liz trashes Fran's egg concoction.
This crazy lady. Hey,
you're Amber, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to take a smoke break?
It didn't just me at the time, then.
Kat makes a smoking gesture to Liz. Liz nods.
Now, one of the things that I love about the red is that.
Outside, Kat lights two cigarettes in her mouth. She hands one to Amber.
Oh, I don't really smoke. Don't inhale then.
Amber takes the cigarette. She brings it to her lips. Kat eyes Amber. Kat raises her brow.
I only ever smoked for like 2 weeks in high school. And I smoked cloves because I thought it was so cool. And I would just like drive around in my car with my cigarette hanging out the window, but like so nauseous. And then my mom found the cigarettes in my purse and like asked if I was smoking. And I said no. And then I just like burst into tears. I felt so bad about lying. It's cool. Me crying is cool?
No, sorry. I'm just kind of out of it right now.
Oh, from traveling?
No. Nope. All we fucking do is travel. Yeah, like I can't even remember the last time we were in one place for more than a week.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it can be. It can also suck. Majorly. I'm sorry, I'm like dumping all my shit on you, and we just met.
Oh my god, you can dump shit on me.
Yeah?
Kat licks her lips.
What are you doing tonight? Do you have plans?
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't think we're allowed to, like, plan our own stuff.
No, fuck that. You're with me. I actually know this really cool spot in Lucca.
Okay, great.
I want to go to a cool spot in Lucca.
Plus, Craig says we should all stick together, right?
Amber nods.
Can I bum a square?
Here we go. First one.
Okay.
There we go.
A blindfolded Jen sniffs.
Marjoram?
No.
Mint?
No.
Pine?
No.
Hey, everybody. Amber, Kat, and I are going to go to a really cool bar in Lucca tonight if anybody wants to come with us.
Okay, no. That's not going to happen.
So to be crystal clear, none of us are going to leave the TG campus except
for... Oh, Craig, it'll be fun. You got to live a little, baby.
I'm trying to go.
Yeah,
No.
It's the birthplace of Pacini. So.
Deb, that's not permitted.
What's not permitted?
Smoking.
What?
Deb, put it out.
Oh my God, so serious.
Craig, we're in Europe, if you didn't know, and you need to lighten up a little bit, please.
This is a working kitchen. Put it out.
Deb blows smoke.
Fine.
She drops it on the floor.
Cool, so Lucca?
Yeah, can we go?
All right, guys, I'll make you a deal. We can go.
Yes!
We can go.
Yes!
Let's go.
To the bar right here.
What the fuck, Craig?
What kind of deal is that, Craig?
I don't know what to tell you. We're not going to Luca. Them's the rules, all right?
I brought some Molly. Jen and I are going to roll tonight. I don't know if you want to...
We'll just see.
I don't know what to tell you. Luca's not on the table.
What are you guys talking about? Fun there,
Susie and Jen dance.
Wait, who? What?
No, I feel like they're the same person.
Oh, my God. Look at them. When I first got to Italy, I had men that was like chasing me down the streets. You know, they would catcall me. They would just like reach out and they'd take big old handfuls of my ass.
Oh no!
No, it was great. It was great. I walk down the street now, I'm completely invisible. People like setting drinks on my head like I'm a table. I don't even get whistled at anymore. Or that thing, you know, I don't with the fingers and the tongue, this thing. Blah, 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 I never get that.
Ew, they did that?
Yeah. Yeah, I miss that.
Sucks we're not going to Luca. You know, Luca's the porn capital of Italy. Except they wear masks to hide their identities.
Why do you know that?
Sorry, your plan got all fucked up. I really do want to check out that bar you were talking about.
No, it's totally fine. We'll go another time. Totally.
Tell me more about your traveling. What's your all-time favorite place?
So many places. Oh, this one time I was living abroad in the Andes and I hiked up the cave to Pachamama, high on coca.
Coca?
Yeah, you need the coca to survive the soroche.
What's that?
Altitude sickness. We were at 3,200 meters, so you definitely need the coca. Anyway, it was the solstice, right? So it was like the one day out of the entire year where the sunlight hits both of the ovary rooms at the same time.
Ovary rooms?
Yeah. I've been on a real Latin American kick.
Totally.
Have you read Garcia Marquez?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Well, I've been reading News of a Kidnapping. It's about all these people that were kidnapped by Pablo Escobar. It's brutal. It's not like any of his other magical realist shit. It's like totally fucked up.
Whoa. Sounds fucked up.
Yeah.
It's wild how much better the food is here. Right? Fran, this olive. These chips, it is like... I've never had an olive before. It's like I've never had chips before.
Yeah, but in my younger days, I was definitely rougher around the edges. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I got in trouble all the time. Did some stuff I'm not proud of.
Yeah, yeah. So Bakersfield.
Yeah. It's pretty lame.
Cat shrugs.
I don't know, it sounds kind of exotic to me.
There's no... ovary rooms.
It's Nick. I gotta go.
Everything okay?
Yeah, just the usual shit.
Well, this was really fun. Sorry, it was co-opted by...
She gestures to Fran and Craig dancing.
Yeah, it's cool. But how about next time we keep it just us?
For sure.
Bye.
Kat walks past Craig and Fran. Amber turns away. Dana takes pictures of his chips and olives. He bobs his head to the music.
What's your favorite pasta? Because mine has been spaghetti my whole life.
Spaghetti? Yeah, no, it's not spaghetti. You've never heard of my favorite pasta.
Wait, look, guys. Nick's in the study working. That must be important.
The study? What is this, Clue? He's killing Colonel Mustard with the lead pipe?
Yeah, no. I just know a lot about the layout of his house because of
all the... I know a lot about the layout of his house.
Yeah, I've done a bunch of searches and...
Amber stares at the villa. The lights turn off. She walks away. Sunrise. A train passes. Amber sleeps in her hotel room. She rolls over. Kat crouches by her bed.
Get dressed.
Why, what do you...
We don't want to wake the others. Just get dressed and come with me. Am I in trouble?
Kat bites her lip.
No. I thought you said you weren't reading anything. Wow.
She drops a copy of Eat, Pray, Love. Amber's head falls on the pillow. She gets up. Kat takes keys from the front wheel of her car. They drive down a road. Motorcyclists race past them. Amber lights Kat's cigarette. Kat whistles at a female cyclist. They drive along the Italian coastline.
Should I have brought my bathing suit?
You'll be cool.
Pink letters read, La Spezia, Italy.
Yeah, so this is Liguria. So if someone offers some pesto, I can take it.
Cat twirls the keys. They walk by a marina. She nods to a yacht.
Hi.
Buongiorno. Welcome aboard my humble abode.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, it's so stupid.
Oh.
All right, so I'll see you back here. Same spot tonight.
Oh, yeah, you're not gonna come?
No. Have fun, though.
Okay. Oh.
Cat slaps Amber's butt.
Must be so exciting for you.
Oh my god, yes, this is awesome.
Oh, you gotta take your shoes off. Unless they're new.
Yeah.
She kicks off her shoes. A boat sails through the water. On the yacht, Nick steers. He looks at Amber and smiles. She grins.
This is amazing.
His smirk turns into a grin. The bow cuts through the water. The massive yacht glides across the sea. Amber tilts her head to the sun. She shakes her hair. The yacht anchors.
So how's the program treating you? You having fun?
It's awesome. It's so awesome. Honestly, it's just so nice to be in another country.
Right. It must be strange for you never having been outside of the States, huh?
Yeah.
I sometimes take it for granted. Bakersfield, huh?
Yeah, this is much better.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I am, I really am. I want to see and do everything. I just want to, like, appreciate every moment, even though I know that sounds dumb or whatever.
I don't think that sounds dumb. Take it all in. Maybe I could show you the Amalfi Coast sometime. It'll really blow your mind.
Amber leans back and smiles.
Hey, I want to show you something.
He touches her arm. She follows him.
Got these from a fisherman friend of mine this morning in La Spezia.
He sets a plate of oysters on the table.
Hey, Amber.
Amber sits down her glass of wine. He takes a seat.
Tell me, why are you here?
Your boat? You invited me?
No, why are you here?
On this trip? I'm confused. I mean, my boss at home recommended me.
Why are you so guarded?
I'm guarded. Do you think I'm guarded?
If you could be famous, would you?
No. What a random question.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really have any special talents or anything. I don't think that makes me guarded.
Before you make a call, do you rehearse what you're going to say?
Sometimes. Yeah, I guess if it's an important call.
He eyes her.
Hmm. What roles do love and affection play in your life?
Wow. Sorry. Where is this going?
He raises his brow. She blinks.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I love my family. I love my cat, Stevie. She's
no, I mean romantically.
Her smile falls.
I don't really have that in my life right now. I kind of went through a bad breakup a few months ago. He was really controlling and, like, I don't know, he just made me feel, like, really bad about myself a lot. And I don't think I was great for him either. I was, like, always trying to break up with him, and he was constantly, like, talking me back into the relationship. It just made me feel like love is supposed to be really hard work and, like, that no one would ever love me without makeup on. And
she looks down.
Wow. That's really horrible. You didn't deserve that.
She forces a smile.
Yeah, so I guess I'm kind of glad not to have love in my life right now. You know, I get to just be myself and have fun.
So there's been nobody else?
Oh, God, no. I mean, you know, if anything like that's come up, I kind of just shut it down. Yeah, maybe I'm a little guarded. I don't know.
Yeah, that's really hard.
No, I mean, it's fine. Like, I'm okay. It happens. I'm here.
Hmm.
I mean, what about you?
Right after my sister died.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It was the hardest thing that I've ever been through.
Everything else pales in comparison. Meeting prime ministers, dignitaries, pitching VCs, filming commercials. Nothing fazes me anymore. Sorry, I don't ever...
It's okay.
He takes her hand and squeezes.
I was in a bad place. I was really searching for something deeper, something less lonely. I wanted to open myself up and not feel negative emotional attitudes and worries. And I found myself one night in a group situation, such as a feeling I was rising up out of my body. It's like all this like intertwining.
She smiles. Nick and Amber swim in the ocean. They look at each other and grin. She swims closer and kisses him. The blue water of the ocean ripples. The yacht moves through the water. Amber and Nick stand at the wheel. Amber and Nick make out. His arm drapes over her shoulder. He holds her face. They turn. Kat scowls from inside the black van.
I guess Kat's gotta get you back. This was incredible.
Wow. It was. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Okay. Jesus. Hey, listen, my friend Ricky's having this little party tomorrow night. He's a sculptor, super talented. Maybe you want to join him? Even if it's not too much.
No, yeah. Amazing. I'd love to.
Great. So, it's a date?
Yes. Great.
She leans in. They kiss.
One more thing. It's probably best if we keep this to ourselves, because I don't want the other managers thinking you're getting special treatment.
Of course.
Okay.
That was so amazing. I can't even believe it.
Yeah. Just make sure to keep it on the DL.
Great. Totally.
Kat bites her lip.
Yeah, and he, like, asked me all these intimate questions, and he really opened up to me about his family and his pain.
Wait, his pain?
Yes, it was crazy. Like, don't tell anyone, but he told me about his sister who died, and then we kissed, and then he invited me to this artist party tomorrow night as his date.
Wait, what the fuck? So you're just, like, riding on yachts, and you're, like, his girlfriend now?
Okay, no, I'm not his girlfriend. We just had an amazing day.
Oh, my God, is he as hot in person?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous of you. You're just gonna be like flying all over the world with your rich boyfriend, meeting famous artists on yachts and shit. I told you this shit was gonna happen.
He's not my boyfriend.
Okay, that's your boyfriend.
Water boils.
How is that, Jen?
It's a little hard.
Well, that's what we refer to as al dente. It's actually the ideal texture and doneness.
It's actually kind of gross. Character.
Yeah, it's really gross.
It's just, like, too bouncy.
But it's ideal. Yeah,
like, Kat enters. She whispers in Craig's ear.
Right. Well, not like...
It's like... Kind of, you know when you chew, okay. Like, eat an eraser? It kind of tastes like...
Yeah, and like, who would ever have pasta like this? It's like,
you guys
right.
Can take your seats now.
Okay.
Amber, how are you feeling today?
Great.
You sure? You still don't have that migraine?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, maybe you should go back to your room and get some rest.
Yeah, that sounds great, to, like, to get rest. Mm-hmm.
Glad she's getting some rest.
She removes her hat and heads out.
When is Miss Benz coming back? Oh, she won't be coming back.
She gone.
Now, who knows what to do with the water? Do we pour out the water, or do we use it for later?
I'll show you a better way to boil.
Oh, hey, Jesus. Nick sent me to escort you to Ricky's party.
Great. Let me just, I think, run to my room and change, and I'll meet you outside.
No, don't worry about that. We got you. We need to be discreet.
Totally.
Come inside, tutto bene? Tutto bene.
Amber steps out from a dressing room in a red, low-cut evening gown. She twirls.
I don't know. Is it too much?
Assolutamente fighissima, vero?
Sì.
Sì, sì. Yes, sì, sì. Now that's the one, we're getting that.
Oh, Kat, I can't afford this.
Well, don't worry, it's next treat.
Che romantico. Come pretty woman, no?
Cioè, che non è una prostituta.
What?
Sto scherzando.
Okay.
We're good.
At a villa, purple spotlights illuminate the entrance. The van parks in front of a Lamborghini. Pink letters read, Rigoli, Italy. Kat adjusts her short skirt. Amber walks next to her. They walk past a statue of a naked couple kissing and enter the villa. They exchange a look. Amber smiles. They weave through the crowd.
You want a drink?
Yes, please.
Kat points and walks away. Amber walks through the crowd. She enters another room. Inside, a group of women converse. Amber passes them and heads out to the garden. She steps onto a porch. She takes the purse off her shoulder and pulls out a cigarette. She lights it. Behind her, Nick walks onto the porch.
La mia tartarugina.
Hi.
Oh, you look so beautiful. I've been thinking about you nonstop.
Me too. I had so much fun.
She takes a step closer. He leans forward and kisses her.
Here. Come here. I want to introduce you to some of my friends.
He takes her hand and leads her back into the villa.
There he is. Amber, this is Ricky. This is his party.
Oh, no.
We've been pals for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost as good at sculpting as he is at throwing parties.
I'm also a repository for Nikki's dirty secrets.
Easy.
Nick kisses Ricky on the cheek.
Thank you so much for having me. Your place is unreal.
Well, thanks for crashing the party.
He stares at her.
I'm just fucking with you. Nikki, we're not kidding. Her skin is so luminous. Look at this.
He touches her face.
Wow, do you model?
No. Oh, no, never.
Never? Such a shame. You seem very open-minded, open to new experiences. Am I right?
Well, I was open to coming on this trip.
She's funny, too. Amber, this is Danny, Marcello, Wendy, yeah. Frank. And this is my son, Giorgio, and his lover, Vale. Ciao.
He kisses her cheeks.
So nice to meet you.
It's my pleasure. And these here are my first loves. No offense to Giorgio. This is my early work.
Oh, wow.
Would you like a little tour?
Yes.
Is that okay with you? You mind sharing?
He takes Amber's hand.
So this piece was made to honor the victims of Amatrice. God, what a tragedy. The fragility of flesh. This piece here, this is from a series that was commissioned by Sir Richard Branson.
Cool.
Yeah. He's a great guy, really down to earth.
This one's my favorite.
You have great taste, Nikki.
The woman kisses Nick on the mouth. Amber turns away.
This was 3 weeks after giving birth to Giorgio. It's amazing how resilient our bodies are.
Oh, Amber, this is my wife, Sophia.
Oh, hi.
Sophia kisses Amber on the mouth. She strokes her waist.
Come, let's gossip.
Okay. Go, I'll find it. Got it.
Okay.
Have fun.
Amber hands her glass to Ricky. Nick kisses her. Sophia pulls her away. Sophia leads Amber into a room. Sophia closes the door and smirks. She walks over to a toilet and lifts the lid.
Oh. Oh, no. Stay.
She hikes up her dress and sits down.
Nikki speaks so highly of you. It's adorable. He never speaks highly of anyone. It's so strange.
Really? Well, he's been really sweet and so generous.
Yeah, he's like that.
Amber opens a drawer. Masquerade masks lay inside.
You seem so open-minded.
Why does everyone keep telling me that? There you are. I was looking all over for you.
Uh-oh. Stage one clinger.
Oh. No, I'm not.
Just a little turtle being forced out of your shell? No, I'm totally kidding. Oh my God, I'm totally kidding.
Okay.
Oh, looks so beautiful.
Thank you.
Come on, baby, turn around and say something.
Nick leads her upstairs and into a room. Couples dance. He leads her onto the dance floor.
I requested this just for you.
And I have never seen that dress. This is my dress. All the highlights in your
hair that catch your eyes. She moves her hand onto his shoulder. They sway. Amber smiles.
It's dancing with me.
Ricky smiles at them. Nick turns to Amber and steps away. Ricky embraces Amber.
You smell so good.
I've never seen you looking so gorgeous as you did tonight.
He mouths the words.
I've never seen you shine so bright. You were amazing.
Amber stares at him with wide eyes.
Never seen so many people.
Excuse
want to
me,
be
Ricky.
There by your
I like
side.
To get in. Right.
And when you turn to me and smile.
Giorgio replaces his father.
My name in Italian will be Amber.
That's cool.
She looks at the exit.
Hey.
Val stands.
Ma che cazzo fai?
A woman dances with an exposed breast.
Togli le mani di
dosso. Don't worry.
Cat approaches.
Sei una puttana.
Vale.
Sei una puttana.
Cat leads Amber out the door. Val chases after them.
Just keep it moving. You okay? Vale, devi stare calma. Vale, non fare.
Amber and Kat get in the van. Outside, Giorgio and Val argue.
I'm so sorry. I really fucked this up. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm such a fucking. I had such a lovely time with you. I really, really don't want that to scare you. Did it scare you? Are you scared? Please don't be scared.
It's okay. I'm okay.
Oh, we're good, Nick. We gotta get a move on, okay?
I'll see you soon. Okay.
The window rises. He blows a kiss and presses his hand against the window.
Go.
Val throws herself against the window. In the van, Amber stares off.
What a shit show.
Kat shakes her head and looks over at Amber. She turns back to the road and checks on Amber again.
Are you hungry?
I don't know what I am.
Passing headlights brighten their faces. Kat rolls her neck.
You want to get a nightcap? I know a really good place.
The van drives down a street. Pink letters read, Luca, Italy.
This used to be the number one restaurant in the world. Now it's number three. Oh, it's still just as good.
Kat peeks into a building.
All right, just go along with whatever I say, okay? It'll be cool.
Cool.
Vivo.
She licks her lips.
Ciao, Gat.
Ciao. Ti amassimo che sono qui mi deve due pasti gratuiti dall'ultima volta.
Massimo non c'è stasera.
Pretend to pour a little shaker after you're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amber sticks out her tongue and pretends to shake something into her mouth.
Che fa l'uccellino?
Lei un po' troia.
Interessante.
Sì, e può farti un pompino con il cibo gratis, capito?
Capito, sì. Ottimo.
He steps inside the kitchen.
I told him we were really hungry.
The chef carries out plates of food.
E voilà.
Wow, this looks incredible.
There you go.
Told you.
Gradirebbe del vino prima del pompino?
Sì, sì. Dai, sprigati.
Sì.
Amber takes a bite.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Wow. Just hurry up and eat before he gets back.
Why?
You don't have to pay for this.
I thought it was free. Don't you mean that guy?
Yeah, you fucking scumbag. Let's eat it. Come on, let's go.
Amber shovels food into her mouth. Kat checks the door. She picks up two pieces of food and hands one to Amber. They run off. The chef comes back with a bottle of wine and two glasses. He stares at the abandoned plates. Amber and Kat run down the street with cigarettes. They toss them on the ground. At a goth club, people dressed in leather and mesh dance. Lights flash. Amber jumps to the music. Kat sways and shakes her hair. She drinks from a bottle of wine. Amber dances against her. She puts her hands on Kat's hips. She removes her hand from Amber's waist and indicates one moment. She steps to the side and puts her bottle on the ground. She leans against the wall. A goth man comes up and dances with Amber. Kat stalks over to them. The goth man rolls his eyes and backs off. Kat resumes dancing with Amber. The goth man wraps his arms around Amber. Kat pushes him away. She pushes him. He shoves her. She hits the wall. She picks up her wine bottle and breaks it. The man stares at the broken bottle with wide eyes. Kat cocks her brow. He storms off.
It was fucking badass. I'm gonna fucking kill that guy. Let's get out of here.
They run through the crowd. In the street, they run hand in hand. Kat doubles over to catch her breath. Amber leans against the wall.
You're really kind of intense.
Does it scare you?
Kind of.
Kat takes a step closer. She stares into Amber's eyes. She leans. Amber's eyes grow heavy. They kiss. Kat moves her toward the wall. One hand cups her face. The other steadies them against the wall. Their lips part. Kat leans into Amber and sucks on her lower lip. Kat takes her hand from the wall and cups her neck. She moves her hand under Amber's dress. Amber puts her hand on hers and runs it up her arm. She grinds against the wall. She grabs her from behind and pulls her closer.
Are you for real, Nick?
I don't know. I don't, you know. He and I have, like, we have, like, a thing. I don't.
Yeah, no, Nick's a fucking baby.
He's incapable of caring about anyone but himself. He's just, like, tripping on you because of his sister. But...
you're not there, I don't...
No, Amber, he does this with everyone. You're not special. It's like his M.O.
Amber opens her mouth and turns away. She exhales. She shakes her head.
I'm sorry, maybe we should just head back.
Amber looks at her. Kat shrugs.
Okay, cool.
Kat.
No, it's cool. Let's get you back.
Kat takes her arm and leads her away. Morning. The van sits outside of the Tuscan Grove Hotel. Inside the van, Amber's eyes open. She lies on the front seat. She looks around. Her eyes fall on a copy of Gabriel Garcia Marquez's News of a Kidnapping that sits next to her. She sits up.
This is bullshit, man. What does this have to do with cooking?
Just fucking do it, Fran.
Hey, guys.
We're doing trust falls, if you want.
Sorry, I guess I overslept.
Glad you're feeling better.
Hey, where's Susie?
She wasn't feeling well, so I said she could take the day off.
She seemed all right to me last night, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
Nothing. I just, you know, mean... she didn't seem sick, literally.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Outside, Amber walks beside a flowering bush. A cigarette dangles from her fingers. She rounds a corner and smokes her cigarette. From around another corner, Amber sees Kat reach under the van to get the car keys from atop the front tire. Susie walks to the passenger side. Amber watches. Kat spots her. They stare at each other. Kat starts the van and drives away. Amber watches them leave. Evening. In her hotel, Amber lies in bed. She stares at the ceiling. The light of the van shines through the window. She lifts her head. At the window, Amber looks at Kat tucking the keys on the van's tire. Amber turns and leans against the window. In the hallway, Amber walks out in her pajamas. She looks down the hall. She knocks on Susie's door.
Susie.
Amber.
You scared me.
Can we talk?
Sure.
Why aren't we as close as we used to be?
What do you mean?
You didn't tell me you weren't feeling well. You didn't tell me any of that. And where were you coming from before? You should tell me these things. We're friends. We used to be close. We would tell each other everything. Remember that? You weren't with Jen and Susie, were you?
No.
Don't lie.
No.
If you're fucking lying, I will find out in 1 minute.
I just overslept is all.
And let me tell you something else. It gets back to me that you're going around snitching, gossiping, and telling everyone that I need what's in my suitcase. I'm doing fine with my new pills, okay? So stop gossiping about me, you little bitch.
I'm sorry.
Say it again.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
Everything.
Good. Okay, fine. Apology accepted, bitch.
Amber stares at Deb's door. Morning.
So we have the mice on the stage.
Yeah,
for a minute for a big no-no.
Hey.
So we have the mice.
Hey.
And it was raining so much we had black mold.
Hey, where's Susie?
Chef.
I think she's really sick, right?
Sad.
So the...
Do you know, I thought I saw her leave yesterday with Kat.
With Kat?
Mm-hmm.
I went back there, I don't know.
Really? You don't know anything about that? Not, like, maybe...
She's sick, Joel. Okay.
Morning, bambini.
Good morning.
So we're going to watch a video today. Life is beautiful.
You couldn't find that on Laserdisc there, Craig?
It stars Roberto Benigni. Anyone seen it?
I have, Craig.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen it either, but... got some Oscars. It's supposed to be a banger.
Craig, I feel really sick. I don't feel good.
Oh, no. You need to excuse yourself?
I'm sorry. Is that okay?
I mean, I don't want you to miss out. This is supposed to be hysterical.
I just think I need to, like, rest, you know?
Are they telling you to say this?
Just fucking drop it.
I got you. Feel better, Jen.
Okay. Bye, guys. I'll miss you guys. Don't worry about me. I'm okay.
Boy, they're really dropping like flies, huh? Hey, maybe we should go whip up some wellness shots or something, you know, like in the kitchen. Like, make something, Craig.
Can I talk to you outside for a second?
Showing a movie to kill some time? This is some,
okay.
This is some substitute teacher bullshit, Craig.
Outside, Amber lights a cigarette.
Here.
Oh, I don't really smoke. It was subterfuge.
Just don't inhale.
Okay. Listen, I think something weird might be going on.
What do you mean?
Oh, don't you think it's weird that Liz Benz suddenly disappeared with no explanation?
I guess. Is it weird?
And then, like, we haven't seen Susie in 2 days, and, like, Jen is suddenly acting so strange, and she's not feeling well. Like, you had a bad migraine for 2 days, and I looked it up because I was worried, and I found out normally they only last for 4 hours. Why are all the women in this program suddenly getting sick? I mean, have you talked to Deb recently? Something is definitely going on with her. So, maybe it wasn't a migraine. Maybe it was something else.
Like what?
Poison.
Poison?
Think about it. Liz Benz was making all our food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then she disappears. All of a sudden, all the women in the program are dropping like flies.
Okay, I didn't actually have a migraine. That was just something I said to cover what was really going on.
Okay, well, what was really going on?
Remember Kat?
Nick's assistant, of course.
Well, she secretly took me to Nick's boat.
What?
Yeah, she, like, made up this whole scenario so I could spend the day with Nick, and we went out on his huge yacht, and, like, then she drove me back here afterwards, and they both told me not to tell anybody. But, like, Kat is kind of sketchy. Like, she and Nick have a super volatile relationship. Like, she kind of hates him.
You spent the day on Nick's yacht, just the two of you?
Yeah, and what I'm saying is Kat.
Wow. Yeah.
He lights his cigarette.
Yeah, yeah. That's fun. Boat day. That's cool.
Okay, Dana, listen to me. What I'm trying to say is that Kat is kind of shady. Like, the next time I saw Nick...
Wait, you saw Nick again?
Yes, and she was supposed to bring me right back here after, and instead she took me to Luca.
Replaced with Puccini.
And then just yesterday, I saw her taking Susie away, and she got back last night, and Susie was gone. And she left me some book about kidnapping. I'm just saying, if something sketchy is going on here, maybe Kat has something to do with it.
He nods. Inside, Deb watches the movie with teary eyes. Amber sits next to Craig. At the door, Dana looks back and nods at Amber. Dana enters the lobby. He heads into a side office. Inside, he looks around. He peeks into a coat pocket. He pulls a journal off the shelf. Papers fall and scatter. He flips through a ledger on a desk. He flips through a journal. He opens a filing cabinet. He pulls out a stack of photos.
So I got all these photos from the other manager trips. Do you notice anything?
There's regular ones and there's crazy ones, like they're making them silly faces and stuff.
Yeah, but look closer. Almost all the managers are women. And if you look at Kat, she's next to the prettiest girl in every single photo.
You think I'm the prettiest girl?
Dana shrugs.
Look, it's all women.
Oh my God. I made out with Kat.
Okay, yeah, no, that's good.
But now it makes so much sense why she was so upset with Nick this whole time. Like, she was jealous of him and me. Maybe we were ruining her whole plan.
But jealous about what?
Like him and I making out and stuff. She saw it when she picked me up.
You made out with Nick, too? Why are our trips so different? Wait a second. I just thought of something. Fran and I both have unisex names. They thought we were women, too. And that is why Nick was so weird when we first met, right? It's not just Kat, it's Nick, too.
No. I don't think it is Nick. Like, I haven't even seen Nick with any other women, only Kat. And Kat, that she's been, like, steering me to suspect him this whole time.
Right. Kat's the poisoner.
I don't think there's poison. I feel like we've moved on from the poison thing. I think that Kat has developed this whole program to, like, hook up.
I don't know. I mean, Nick is super rich. He oversees everything about the program. There's no way something like this could happen without him knowing about it. I think Nick's the mastermind.
Nick and Jen walk out of the villa. He closes the passenger door for Jen and walks over to the driver's side. Amber raises a finger.
Amber.
She runs down the path.
Amber.
Amber runs down the road. She grabs the keys to the van from the tire and speeds off. On the road, she follows after Nick's car. They drive past open fields and villa estates. They head to the ocean. Nick parks at the dock. Amber follows close behind. She parks behind him. Nick gets out of his car. She ducks behind the wheel. He eyes the van.
Amber? I can see you.
Amber pulls the car closer. Nick walks over. She undoes her seatbelt. He takes off his sunglasses.
Were you following me? What are you doing?
I should ask you the same question.
I wasn't following you.
No, not the following part. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
The whole yacht seduction thing? You do this with all the managers?
Seduction? Amber, listen to yourself. You sound really dysregulated. Should I be worried about you?
It's just all these women are acting so strange and disappearing. And Kat said...
Wait, I don't know anything about any women disappearing. Kat said that? I need to stay away from her. She's a trickster. I fired her.
What? When?
This morning... It's been a long time coming. She's unstable. She's a deeply unhappy person. Don't be like her. It didn't end well for her.
Don't throw this away. Do you have oysters for Jen, too?
You're doing it again, baby turtle. You're pushing me away like you always do and going in your little shell. Why are you so afraid of being loved?
Are you serious? Why would you say that to me?
You admitted you sabotaged all your past relationships. It's exactly what you're doing now.
I can't believe you would use that against me. You're fucking gaslighting me.
Gaslighting you? I feel like I've been really sensitive to you. And I've had nothing but the purest intentions. Look, I'm hosting a fete tomorrow night. And I thought maybe...
No! Something shady is going on here with you. I know it.
But maybe take a moment and realize you're in Italy.
Fuck Italy!
She rebuckles her seatbelt and backs away from his car. She heads down the road to a dead end. Jen watches her from Nick's car. She drives in reverse. She executes a 3-point turn. She grits her teeth. Nick watches her speed away. In his hotel room, Dana stretches.
You're back.
Wait, it is Nick, the fucking asshole.
Ugh, that creep.
I followed him and Jen. He took her to the yacht. He denied everything. And Kat's gone.
Kat's gone?
Yeah. He said she's fired. But who knows what's true? He's trying to make me think I'm crazy now. He's using shit against me from my past.
What does that mean?
Like the other day on the boat, he was asking me all these intimate questions, and I told him some really private stuff. I'm such a fucking idiot.
Well, like what private stuff?
It's private.
Sorry.
But like it was really weird because it started out super simply, like if you could be famous, would you? But then he got into shit about like what roles do love and affection play in your life? Like who even talks like that?
When did you last sing to yourself?
Last week. Why?
Dana picks up his phone and types.
Look, the New York Times 36 questions that lead to love.
He gestures to his phone.
Oh my God.
Nick is the mastermind.
Okay, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Right. Well, Craig has our passports.
In the office, Craig plays an omnichord. Amber and Dana barge in.
We're American citizens, and so we have a right to demand our passports back now, and so we do demand that. Furthermore, we want to be flown out of here tonight, now.
That's not going to happen.
Look, we know there's something shady going on, and we just want to leave quietly. So just give us our passports, and we won't report any of this.
Wait, what? What's that now?
All these women getting sick.
What are these air quotes about? I'm not following.
Where's Liz? Where's Susie? Huh? You know, we know they're not just getting sick, Craig.
So Lizzie was only scheduled to be here 2 days, and she's left.
Well, what about my migraine? I didn't even have one.
Oh, you didn't? Huh. Why did you say you did? Listen, guys, tomorrow's the last day. It's probably best not to rock the boat.
Amber removes her hands from her hips. Dana rubs his eye.
I have a woman's name.
They look at each other. Dana cocks his head. Craig stares at him. Nighttime, at the Tuscan Grove Hotel. Amber lies awake in bed. She settles into her pillow and closes her eyes. Morning. The train speeds past.
So, I need to apologize once again for showing Life is Beautiful. My bad. I will be reading the synopses from here on out. I'd also like to remind everyone that you're very lucky to be here, and you should be very appreciative of this opportunity. So, keep it professional and positive, okay? So, in that spirit, let's do some trust-building exercises today. This one's called Pass the Zook. Share something personal about yourselves. Perhaps something you learned on this trip. I'll start.
I got a better idea, Craig. We should play Mafia. It's really fun, and it's a great way to build trust. All right, so I'm going to hand out these little cards. They're going to tell you if you are a villager or a member of the Mafia. And then we're all going to close our eyes. Mafia members will open them, make eye contact, and carefully choose someone to kill.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Ciao, amici.
Amber, can we have a word outside, please?
I'm good.
She's good.
Hey, you want to play, Nick?
Okay. Sure. What's the game?
Mafia.
Great.
Awesome.
Unreal.
Okay. Shuffle these boys up. Get those close to the vest. Don't let anyone know who you are. Do you understand the game?
Yes. Deb? I think okay. I do.
Here you go, my Don. Okay, everybody, it's morning time. The sun is rising. The birds are chirping. You just had a restful sleep. And in a second, everyone's going to open their eyes except for Dana. Dana, you're dead, bro.
Okay. Well, obviously it was Nick, right? What'd you do with him?
Who? Wait, Dana, you're not allowed to talk. You're dead.
Why would you think that I did it? Well, because you know I know. I mean, it's so obvious.
Know what, Dana? Dana, zip it up, dude, okay? Were you mafia or were you a villager?
Yeah, maybe play it cool.
No, he makes himself out to be this amazing guy, right? Mm. With this amazing family. And that bringing all of us here will let us be a part of that. Instead, he just totally snubs me, and this program sucks! It sucks! I'm sorry. You just fly a bunch of white people out here, you make a bolognese, you watch movies in this dilapidated, low-rent shithole, you have no other plan. I hear trains go by every fucking 3 seconds. My room has silverfish in it, and they really scare me, but I don't want to kill them, so I'm just living with fucking silverfish? Fuck this!
I'm Persian.
Okay, I'm sorry. But where is everyone disappearing to? Nick, are you poisoning them?
Whoa, stop it!
You're being a dick, Dana.
No. It's okay. You want to talk about family? You ever held your sister's hand as she died right in front of you?
No, I haven't. That would be an incredible coincidence.
I have.
Connie.
Jen touches Nick's thigh.
Connie was my everything. I mean, this isn't what I signed up for. T-
Tuscan Grove was supposed to be a fine dining experience. I didn't know it was going to snowball into some fucking populist, mass-produced fucking fast food bullshit. It was supposed to be my Spago, my Chez Panisse. I've accepted what has become a massive success, great. And now I try and create a beautiful experience for all of you, inviting you into my home, my villa, my life, and you have the nerve to accuse me?
Dana scowls at him. Nick turns to Amber. His expression softens.
I really put my heart on the line this time. Never again.
Amber stares at him with wide eyes. She looks down. Nick doubles over. Fran's gaze shifts. Dana watches with a furrowed brow.
It hurts.
Deb rolls her eyes.
I'm sorry. Thank you for inviting me into your little game. I should go.
No.
Nick, come on, man.
Nico.
Nick leaves. Deb narrows her eyes at him.
Way to go, Dana, you pussy.
Hey, fuck you, Fran. You're a fraud.
What'd you say?
You're a fraud. I saw your episode of Chef's Challenge, and a fucking tween beat you.
A tween? Elliot is 13 and a half years old. That's not a tween. And furthermore, the rules are fucking bullshit. Think about it. You know what? They edited it to make me look like an asshole. You know what? You weren't even there. Fuck you.
Enough! This is supposed to be a team-building exercise. Dana, cool out.
Ooh! Big man! Craig, standing up. You're a fucking fascist, okay? You have no right to kidnap us like this, all right?
I already apologized about the video. Sit down.
I'm not talking about
the
video.
Get dead.
I'm talking about the fact that you're a fucking Patchouli Charles Manson bitch who I'm about to fuck up.
Oh, we got a hot shot here.
Your fucking mind.
You want to go back to T-neck?
Hey.
Dana undoes his shirt buttons.
Hey, Dana, come on. Sit down now.
All right.
Take off your shirt. Sit down. Take off your shirt.
Take my shirt.
Sit down.
No.
Hey,
take my
shirt.
It's not about
sit down.
Because I'm starting to feel sick anyway, because I guess something seems to be going around. Go check out the
door. What? What the hell?
Dana leaves. Deb stares at him. Craig sits down. Fran follows.
I think Deb's the killer.
You bitch! You're all bitches! All of you!
Her pointed finger tracks over the group. Craig's mouth agapes. Amber recoils. Dana's shirt lies abandoned on the floor. Outside, nighttime. Dana creeps around the bushes surrounding the villa. He crouches behind a shrub. At the villa, Ricky and Sophia get out of their car. Dana scowls. Ricky carries a machine gun into the villa. In Amber's hotel room, she puts a chair in front of her door. She tests it. She claps her hands. Dana climbs through her window.
Hey, sorry.
It's okay. Are you okay? Because that was a lot before.
No, I had to create a diversion. Listen, you gotta come with me. There's something big going on. All these people are showing up in fancy clothes.
Well, Nick told me he was having a party tonight. Are you okay?
Yeah, but they have machine guns.
Machine guns?
Amber and Dana jog to the villa. They sneak through a gate. At the villa, Amber spies through windows. She jumps past a glass door and peeks inside. A half-naked Liz sits gagged and blindfolded.
Holy shit, it's a murder. It's a murder. I knew it.
What the fuck?
Dana turns around. Deb walks up the path past the villa.
In danger.
He smiles.
I got this.
She gapes.
Sorry.
Dana hurries after Deb. Amber turns back to the glass door. She turns to Dana's screams. She bites her top lip. She turns her head between Dana and the restrained woman. She covers her face. She looks towards Dana's screams. Her brow creases. She runs outside the villa gates. Deb crouches over Dana's body.
Deb?
Dana lies unconscious.
It happened so fast.
Blood stains his shirt. Urine wets his pants.
Amber!
Amber pulls out her phone.
Amber!
She runs down a hotel hall.
Fran, open up!
Yeah. One sec.
We gotta get out of here. Dana's dead. Deb's in on it. Nick and Craig have Liz tied up in the villa for some kind of human sacrifice or something. I don't know, but we gotta go.
Is this a bit?
Dude, this is really happening. We gotta get Jen and get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Did you take too much melatonin or what?
Dana is dead! This is for real!
Deb cuts the power. The hallway lights turn red.
She's coming.
Oh, Jesus.
Jen.
Amber pulls Fran down the hall. She runs to Jen's door. She flings it open. She rolls over an unmoving Jen. Jen's mouth gapes open. They crawl under the bed. In the hallway, Deb approaches.
Okay, wait. So, what's happening?
Dana and I saw Liz tied up in the villa. We split up, and then I found him dead, with Deb standing over him. They knew he knew. Look, basically, Nick runs this whole program to get unsuspecting women here and seduce them, and now people are getting murdered.
Why?
I don't know, but, like, you know how everyone keeps disappearing, and, like, now you have a woman's name.
What?
Look, I keep trying 911, but
Amber?
It's not working. Shh.
Amber?
Deb walks into the room.
Where are you?
She stands at the foot of the bed. Jen's arms fall off the side.
Fucking bitch.
She leaves.
Trying 911, but I think I have it jammed.
Yo! Where you been? Wait, who's that?
I'm Fran. What's up?
Listen, we're being hunted and people have been murdered.
What the fuck? Did you call 911?
Is that working?
Yeah, I think they jammed it.
Let's make a run for it.
They crawl out from under the bed and race down the hallway.
What just happened? Is that the killer?
They turn down a corner. Deb steps into the hallway.
Amber?
Jen's hand twitches. Outside, Dana lifts his head and coughs up blood.
Why are we running towards the fucking villa?
I don't know.
Some fucking plan.
Help.
He's here.
Oh, he's alive.
Who is alive? Help. Who was that? Who is that?
Hey. Oh, and he's covered in piss.
Oh, good. Are you okay? What did Deb do to you?
Dead pigs.
Pigs?
Like some fucking Manson hippie race war bullshit. You know, helter skelter, baby. Right.
A pack of wild boars run from the woods.
We gotta run! Come on!
They carry Dana towards the villa. The boars race past. They enter the front door.
What is this?
Dana, call Steve. Call Steve. You heard this place. Where to go? Where do we hide?
Study.
Where's that Dana? Dana!
Is he okay?
I don't know. What do we do?
Oh, I remember. He pointed it out. Okay. Let's go that way.
In a room, an orgy. Naked and semi-naked people in masks writhe on the floor and furniture. A couple has sex on the stairs. Amber and Fran gape. A woman gives a man oral sex.
Welcome. Guys, this is Amber.
She came.
Craig records the scene.
Mama Martucci.
We brought friends.
It's great. It's a good boy. She was telling me about the bar. Come on.
Isn't she?
Okay, this is not what it looks like. Wait, this is not Luca porn? Because it looks exactly like Luca porn.
What the fuck?
Nick opens his mouth to speak. The boars barrel into the room. Sophia drops her machine gun dildo. The boars trample over Dana. They send Fran against a wall. Everyone jumps out the way. The boars send naked people flying. Amber crouches behind a couch. The boars leave the wreckage of the room. Fran lies unconscious. Jen walks into the room in the same red dress Amber wore.
I alarmed him. I got it. In Italy, it's not 911, it's 112.
You guys. Okay. Okay, cool. All right.
Jen backs away. Amber shakes her head, her mouth agape. The dildo-less machine gun runs rhythmically.
There's nothing you can do. I can't fill out a police report or anything. It's a private
place. This is all kind of
exciting.
I still have my
butt plug in. So do I.
Half-dressed partygoers gather outside the villa. Women in lingerie gather around a police car. A naked man walks past. Amber walks around through the front gates. She keeps her gaze down. She approaches the ambulance.
Well, that wasn't really how I saw that playing out.
Yeah, but I mean, we were kind of right about the sex stuff. Then I got to see Mama Martucci.
He frowns.
So, I guess this is goodbye.
Yeah. It was really nice to get to know you a little. Thanks for the adventure.
Yeah, anytime.
She punches his arm.
Hey!
At another ambulance.
Yeah, well, we really did it this time, eh, kid?
Sure. Feel better.
Is this the part where we kiss? Or...
She waves over an EMT.
Oh, no, I... Okay.
She slams the ambulance door. An officer guides Deb out from the woods.
I tried to warn everyone. I told them. There were the pigs. The pigs. I think the pills my pharmacist gave me, they were the wrong pills.
A motorcycle drives through the front gate. Susie gets off the back. She kisses the man driving.
Joe.
Amber approaches.
Oh my God. What happened? Should I go down?
Where have you been?
I was in Genoa. It was chill. Miss me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Amber and Susie look over to the villa. Nick talks with the cops.
Is that a dildo gun?
Yeah.
Outside the hotel, a van pulls up. A plastic-wrapped piece of luggage is dumped from the van. A name tag reads, Deb. Craig drives a van. Deb sits in the front seat. Amber sits in the middle row. Susie sits behind her.
Now the ballroom's empty.
Susie leans in and looks at a sleeping Jen. Everybody Jen's mouth gapes and her eyes hang half open.
It's so creepy how she can sleep like that.
Amber turns. Susie falls back into her seat.
Okay, well, ragazzi. I guess this is the end of the line. I hope you cherish these memories for the rest of your lives. It has been an honor. And I also want to remind you that you all signed NDAs, which are legally binding and actionable, and preclude you from discussing any and all details from the trip.
He holds out their passports.
Ciao, amici.
They walk to the airport entrance. On the plane, Amber reads news of a kidnapping. An attendant puts a lasagna on her tray. She smiles. She stares forward and exhales. Pink letters read, Bakersfield, California. Amber hugs her friend.
to say
it
all.
It bogs you out. Sometimes it just needs to be reset. What do we do with the admin password?
That's the bank.
Yeah.
Anything that should be normal stuff looking like breathtaking.
A line cook unscrews a cap from an Alfredo sauce bag. They squeeze it onto pasta. Amber leans in front of a microwave. She looks at the uncapped sauce. She steps forward and screws on the cap. Amber turns to the applause. Through the kitchen window,
the man himself.
Nick catches sight of Amber.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you. Can you take a picture real quick? Jake, come over here. I can't believe you. Can you take a picture? Come on out.
What are you doing here?
I've been thinking a lot about what happened. That was no way to say goodbye. Look, I feel terrible. My friends and I have been having those kind of parties for so long. Maybe I took it for granted. I always invite managers from the group, and whoever comes, comes.
Yikes.
No, I just really want everyone to have a good time, and I guess I thought you were into that kind of thing because of what we talked about. When I told you about my experience with group sex and sustained bliss from tantric techniques and asked if you were into that kind of thing, and you said yes.
Amber's mouth falls open. Behind Nick, her boss holds up both fingers. He grabs an apron from the shelf and leaves.
Okay. So, wow, I didn't... I wondered why you said sustained bliss, that I must have zoned out. But I don't think that excuses all of your behavior.
Oh, no, I agree. I've done regrettable things. And after everything that happened, I've been doing a lot of soul searching, and I've realized that it's best for me and for others if I swear off any kind of physical intimacy with anyone for a while. I'm celibate now. Look, baby turtle. Meeting you genuinely opened me up.
Amber stares at him. She sways.
I can't believe you came all this way to tell me that.
I really need to see you again.
That's wild.
I guess I was hoping you'd take me up on my offer to sail the Amalfi Coast together. As my primary. I want to be with you.
He takes her hand. Amber looks down. She stares at him.
Come on, baby, darling.
He smiles at her. She smiles back. She shakes her head.
You know what? I don't think so. I think it's actually kind of inappropriate, since you're my boss. Isn't that why you kept telling me not to tell anybody?
Okay. You sure?
I'm sure. I'm good here. But, you know, I hope you have a safe trip back to wherever.
He picks up a box he carried in.
I got you something.
She opens the box. Inside, a baby turtle.
I don't want this. I'm not your baby turtle. I think you should go.
Wow.
He runs his hand over the box.
Okay. Because I thought maybe...
She holds up her hand.
Bye, Nick.
He takes a step. He leans in and eyes her.
Go.
She picks up the sauce bag.
Get the fuck out of here!
She sprays sauce on his shirt. He looks at his shirt. She gapes. She aims the sauce bag. He backs away. He leaves the kitchen. Amber eyes the bag. She sets the bag down. She raises her arms and shakes herself out. In the restaurant, the staff gather around a table. They grab Nick as he walks away. He joins in on the song. From across the restaurant, he stares at Amber through the kitchen window. He smiles. She grimaces. She turns around. She opens the microwave. She closes it and sets the timer to 2 minutes. She leans in front of the microwave and watches the sauce bag turn. Her face reflects in the window. Her smile falls. She stands up. Audio description written by Brianna Moulton. Narrated by Sean Boggs. Described by AudioEyes. Previous credits. Original music by Pino Donaggio. Co-producers CJ Barbato, Maddie Biz, Sharzad Devani, Lindsay Lanzalotta. Co-executive producer Sholi Harrell. Executive producers Mark Duplass, Jay Duplass. Executive producers Alex Dawn, Tyler Zachariah. Produced by Jeff Baina, Allison Bree. Produced by Mel Eslin. Credits scroll. Unit production manager Giuseppe Manzi. First Assistant Director, Sharazad Devani. Second Assistant Director, Eric Williamson. Italian Production Services, Irvolino and Lady Bacardi Entertainment S.P.A. Cast, in order of appearance. Amber, Allison Brie. Jake, Jake Picking. Maya, Stella Chestnut. Paul, Lil'Rel Howery. Emily, Ego Nuardem. Nick, Alessandro Nivola. Craig, Ben Sinclair. Deb, Molly Shannon. Jen, Aiden Maiori. Dana, Zach Woods. Fran, Tim Heidecker. Susie, Debbie Ryan. Liz Bentz, Lauren Weedman. Kat, Aubrey Plaza. Vendor, Andrea Bertucci. Saleswoman, Valentina Shishi. Ricky, Fred Armisen. Giorgio, Camillo Party. Val, Valentina Oteri. Sophia, Trisha Helfer. Wendy, Mylise. Sous Chef, Alessandro Bertolucci. Goth Guy, Antonio Fazio. Production Sound Mixer, Jake White. Animal Wranglers, Deborah Petrini. Fabio Frattari. Boars, Chuco. Nino, Barillo. Turtles, Olive, Balsamic. Cat, Kiko. Set Dogs, Mr. White. Cora, Molly. Los Angeles Unit, Production Sound Mixer, Eugene Thompson. Post-production sound services provided by Skywalker Sound, a Lucasfilm LTD company, Marin County, California. Supervising sound editor / re-recording mixer, Christopher Barnett. Sound designer, Tim Farrell. Music performed by Bulgarian National Radio Symphony Orchestra. Special thanks to SAG-AFTRA, shot on location in Tuscany, Emilia, Romagna, Liguria, Italy, and Los Angeles, CA. SAG-AFTRA, Writers Guild of America West, Alexa, Panalite, Città di Luca, Animal Makers, Light Iron, ICM Partners, WME, the Tuscan Grove Group, LLC, 2022, all rights reserved.